Shel Anderson is a naturalist and plant ecologist, and she joins us periodically to talk about phenology or what's going on in the woods right now. Welcome, Shel.
Hi.
Well, one of our local raptors that we see from time to time around here is the northern goshawk.
Okay, goshawks. Yes, hawk that one may or may not see in the winter. They certainly are capable of sticking around and making it through the winter, but they don't necessarily. They might choose to move to some other place for a while and then come back to a territory later in the spring. But we regularly have them and observe them in the wintertime. Just within the last week, I saw what I think could well have been evidence of a goshawk, even though I haven't seen one this winter in person. And that was, I was out for my tour, a little tour first thing in the morning, and I saw like a wash or a wave of what were pine grosbeak feathers littered across the surface of the snow. No evidence of, you know, any kind of imprint in the snow.
Wing marks. Yeah.
And no wing marks, and no evidence that maybe the bird had been on the ground and a weasel or something had killed it. So just a guess, but it seems likely that it could well have been a goshawk. So this is the largest of our excipitors. So excipitors are that genus of hawks that include the sharpshins and the Cooper's hawks. And these are forest-dwelling hawks. They spend their lives in the woods, and they're very agile, fast flyers that can manage to pursue prey in the complexity of the forest versus the Buteos and other hawks that are more of the open country or high up in the air. So goshawks, adults are about maybe 21 inches long. Their wingspan is about 40 inches. So this is a big bird, and at least 10 inches bigger wingspan-wise than the next largest excipitor, which is the Cooper's hawk. So if you see something in the woods and it looks big, closer to the size of a red-tailed hawk, then you know you're seeing a goshawk. They are very slaty, kind of storm gray on the back. They have a black cap and a black stripe through their eye. They have very whitish, pale gray underside. The tail, if the bird's at rest or holding the tail, feathers closed, looks narrow and longish. When it's open, it doesn't look quite so obviously long, so it's more broad, like a Buteo tail, but it's definitely a little bit longer than the typical Buteo tail. Their wings are fairly pointed towards the outer end, so they're pretty distinctive. But if you're in the woods, if you're in the forest, and you see a big hawk, you're seeing a goshawk. So these goshawks are notorious for their ferocious and relentless pursuit of prey. They're incredibly well-adapted predators of the forest. They are really agile in flight, so they can maneuver around through the tree boles, and they'll go crashing right through the shrubs at up to speeds of 55 miles an hour. I'm not going to try that. They've been observed pursuing snowshoe hare for up to an hour and until finally making the break out into a more open spot and where they were able to snatch it. They'll actually come down through the brush, you know, tearing through the brush at high speed, land on the ground and run after their prey. They've been known to pursue chickens into their coop. And I know that we have people here in the area with chickens who've had issues with goshawks pursuing their chickens and killing their chickens. So they're not above going after anything that they can catch, really. But in terms of their overall diet, we're talking about red squirrels being a really big part of their diet, chipmunks during the time of year when chipmunks are out, snowshoe hares, grouse, and then during the breeding season, they would be going after blue jays, crows, other birds. You know, really, they'll probably go after just about anything they think they can catch. And because of their adaptation to living in the forest, they're really good at doing this. And the prime kind of hunting and territory for goshawks is really obviously reflects these adaptations. So they're a bird of mature and old forest where you have very high percentage of canopy cover. where the trees are, the canopy trees are quite tall, so, you know, 70 feet or so. That's the kind of height that they like to nest in. And then that gives a structure to the forest where you'll have this high canopy, thick canopy, but then you'll have an underlayer between there and the forest floor of shrubs that gives a sense of, in this case, false security to their prey. But because of their abilities to great eyesight and this speed and agility within this complex structure of the forest, they use that, the goshawks use that to their advantage. They're amazing hunters. And I guess what I've read anyway is that Attila the Hun wore a helmet with the emblem of a goshawk on it. So it was recognized even back then as a very capable and efficient predator. And I'm sure appreciated for its beauty as well. They're very striking, elegant-looking birds.
Chell Anderson regularly updates us with the goings-on in our woods and waters. Thank you for bringing us up to date on a pretty interesting bird, northern goshawk.
You're welcome.